goodness in our lives. Somehow we feel we are lost. We feel frustrated, depressed. We didn't know what to do. We know that every day in somehow I feel like I wrestle with darkness. So do you, I guess. And anytime we feel tempted to say something or hurt somebody else, anytime we feel tempted to do something that would bring pain to somebody else, or anytime intentionally or unintentionally we make gossiping or word that hurt somebody else, or a thought we have in our brain, we know the dark side. And we hear so many darkness around us in our evening news. And there is another kind of darkness in the Bible. That's the darkness we feel in despair, hopelessness, lovelessness, or loss. It might be the loss of your beloved ones, the loss of your job, the loss of hope for the future. Sometimes we feel it for a long period, and we call that depression. And we find it so many places in the Bible. In response to these two kinds of darkness, let's think about King David. King David, who understood injustice, pain, depression, and suffering, he wrote these words: "The Lord is my light." When he was chased by the people who tried to kill him, when he felt lost, he didn't know what to do, he found light. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" And it implies it is nothing if God is my light and my salvation. So by faith, people of God, we trust in God when we are walking through dark places, because we know God is bigger than the problem and the struggles. And we say somehow God is going to do something, and God is going to see me through, and God will disperse this darkness, and God is going to bring light into our life. And God will take this pain and make my burden light. And God will bring something beautiful again in our life. Because God is light. And God calls light out of darkness. That leads us to Christmas. This idea of Christmas, this idea of God bringing light into darkness moves from something God spoke, and we hope it, we know it, and this is what we believe, and this is what John is saying. God wrapped God's self in human flesh, in a baby, born to a temporary homeless family in the time of Roman Empire, and that baby's name, was Jesus, Jehoshua, God saves. That is what his name means. And he is Emmanuel. God is with us. And he is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. And this is what John says about Jesus. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all the people. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not overcome it. How powerful it is. And Jesus spoke to his disciples, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." You will find hope. You will find peace. You will find the purpose of your life. That's the point of Christmas. God is light. And into our darkness, into our pain, into our sorrow, God has come in Jesus to dispel the darkness and bring us light, hope, peace, and joy. Let's think about that. When was the point you feel lost or frustrated? Well, I don't have a child. Not because I don't want it. I don't like the child. No, I really love children. I really wanted to be a father for decades, and personally, it is one of my biggest pain in my life. Maybe I will talk about this in detail when I preach about pain or racism. For more than 2 decades, I have imagined what I would do when I become a father. And 2 decades ago, my dream was to be a father and go camping with my child. And my wife and I, we already had 2 names for the child because we don't know it's going to be a boy or a girl. And I have very specific detailed decoration plan for the child room. And I have a particular song that I would sing the baby when the baby becomes 20 years old. And I practiced so many times. And I have written a couple of times letter to the child. And thinking about that, when I was writing the letter, I was really happy, extremely happy. Letters. Many of you, I believe, have written letters to your child many times. If not, I want to encourage you to write one right now, maybe during the week. You can write a letter to your children. If you have done that, please do that again. When I think about that, the time of writing the letter, I was really happy. And I think that was precisely what God was doing for us in sending Jesus. I believe God was wrapping a love letter in human flesh. And I think God is saying, I need you to know. I want you to know you are loved. You are loved. I love you. I love you so much that I give my life to you. And you probably have said to your children hundreds of times what God is saying to you and me right now. I love you. I love you. God is saying to us in Jesus. And Jesus shows us on his cross. To me, it is like God saying in Jesus, I want to know I have hope and dream for you. I have hope and dream for who you would be and what you might do and what your life may be. I love you. This is a perfect picture of God's love. And Jesus, it's God's love letter to you and me, God's children. And we might know we are loved by God. And it brings light. Even in our dark moment, we have hope. It brings light into our lives. And we celebrate the light. And we now know what we are supposed to do and what you're supposed to be like. And we celebrate all we receive in Jesus. And we call that salvation. But that's not the end of the story. That's not the end of the story of Christmas. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Then he turned to his disciples and you and me. He said, you are the light. Just like I'm the light to you, you are the light of the world. And I love it. He says to you and me, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. So let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to God. It is like we are God's strategic plan for changing the world. We are God's strategic plan for addressing injustice, pain, and suffering of the people who feel lonely and scared, and the people who are frustrated and depressed. And we are God's strategic plan for our church and the people and the friends and neighbors, knowing that God, I mean, Jesus is the light, and at the same time, we are called to be the light. That's the point of Christmas. That's the point of Christmas. So let's have the light, Jesus Christ, in our lives. And let's shine your light and my light to the world. Amen. This bread binds us all together in one body, the body of Jesus Christ. And it's telling us how much God loves us. God is giving God's life to us in Jesus Christ.